Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start a scene. Inside of the bar, Gelda opens the door and a man walks in.
Ah, so you are the one who captured Elendil? He says, showing off his fangs.
Well, Daphon, you're a little late to the party. The goods you requested is here, but I believe our associate may have a few disagreements.
Oh, has he been disagreeable to you? Just tell him his old friend Daphon wanted a word.
As it should be, he says with a smile before turning back to the woman. Shall we make an exchange then, Zephyr? I'm sure Elendil here has some interesting insights on the situation. Elric nods to the man to indicate to Delvin to come forth and make a deal.
Zephyr walks out the back room, with Elendil close behind her. Elendil can see Daphon across the room near Elric.
Elendil nods at Daphon, not breaking eye contact. Well, Daphon, it's good to see you. It's been quite a while since we last talked, hasn't it? But I guess you couldn't help yourself when it comes to poking around in my affairs and sending your little friends to intercept me, huh? Elendil smirks. But I'm not surprised. I always knew you had a knack for stirring up trouble. Elendil leans back. But here you are, standing right across the room from me. What's the big plan? You gonna come over here and try to get to me on your own? Or do you need one of those goons you hired to make sure I don't run off before our little meeting can begin? Elendil laughs. Oh, and let me guess. You're here to make a deal. What could it be this time? A nice, fat sum of gold? Or maybe you've got some other offer you'd like to throw out there to entice me? Elendil smirks. But I warn you, I'm not quite as eager to give up as you might think.
Daphon smiles wide, baring his fangs. Oh, Elendil, you think you can run and hide after stealing from me? And that trick your mage friend pulled won't happen again. As for these, Daphon looks at Zephyr. Individuals, they are just fulfilling a contract.
Daphon. Such a long-winded way to approach things. You see, Elendil here is like a piece of art, isn't he? One that has captured our interest. She walks up to Elric, and then towards Daphon, as she continues to speak. And art can be quite valuable, especially if it's been passed around. She smirks as her words linger in the air.
Ah, so you wish to renegotiate now that you have the goods in hand. He says menacingly. It is a long trip to Cassius, and I don't want things to become unpleasant between the two of us. So what are your terms? His voice becomes cold and calculating.
I'm quite fond of terms, Daphon. And I've always believed in striking a deal when all sides benefit, don't you? She speaks casually, but her voice holds an undertone of danger. So, let's get down to business, shall we? Elendil here seems like a very special piece, and I believe the terms could be quite lucrative. What do you say? Shall we come to an arrangement and avoid any unpleasantness?
Daphon grumbles. I'll pay 10,000 now. Once I get back to Cassius, I can send along another 10,000 with whatever courier you wish. I don't want to stay in this city any longer than I have to, and I don't care about your organization.
10,000 gold isn't enough to entice me, Daphon. She smirks at his offer. You forget that I'm dealing with an art piece here. This is a one-of-a-kind find, and my organization wouldn't settle for less than a few times that amount. She then walks up to Elendil and speaks in a low tone. I didn't know he was a vampire. They are so distasteful. And hands him a dagger.
Elendil scoffs. A few times that amount, huh? And just what the fuck do you think you're getting with Elendil Nightfall that would make you think I am only worth a measly 10,000? Elendil laughs mockingly. I mean, sure, he's a one-of-a-kind find and all. But do you honestly think you have the market cornered on mysterious and valuable people? Elendil smirks wickedly, because you seem to have forgotten about Valarissa Flamefree. And I'm sure she'd be just as eager to be in on whatever big scheme you two have cooking up for yourselves.
Davon snaps at Elendil. He glides across the room and grabs him by the throat and throws him against the wall. I should tear out your throat for stealing from me.
Oh, fuck, Davon. Is that really you? You're a damn vampire. Are you out of your mind? I can't believe you're still going after me after all this fucking time. Elendil struggles, but it's useless. You know, you could have at least tried to pretend that you gave a shit about your friendship anymore before throwing it all away like this.
She smiles wickedly at the vampire and Elendil. Well, well, Davon. I didn't expect this little turn of events. But then again, isn't that how this always works? She walks closer to him and puts a hand on his arm. Tell you what, I can offer you an opportunity to make this right, if you're interested. She grins. Just like old times, Elendil here is going to do exactly as he's told, or else he will die in a very painful manner. And as for you, Davon, I think I can find a place for a vampire as resourceful as you, provided you make up for this mistake. Zephyr says it, with a playful tone in her voice. But don't be too greedy, Davon. After all, you're dealing with a vampire lord.
Davon looks genuinely confused. What vampire lord? He says as he looks at Zephyr, then Elric. He still isn't letting go of Elendil's neck.
Well, Davon, perhaps I wasn't entirely clear. She speaks in a mockingly casual tone as she removes her hand from his arm. I'm talking about a certain someone, or perhaps something else entirely. She gives a suggestive smirk, and then chuckles softly. It's up to you to figure that out, isn't it, Davon? Or shall I enlighten you on the details?
I can't say that I've ever been one for cryptic conversations, Zephyr. But I must say, I find your little dance with Davon quite amusing. He seems to have a lot of questions for us right now.
Elendil spits blood, his head hanging limply from the wall. Ah, shit. Davon, you've got it bad for me, haven't you? I mean, after everything that's happened between us, it's like you just can't let me go. Elendil laughs humorlessly. And here I thought I'd finally gotten away from you for good. But I guess that wasn't meant to be. Elendil sighs deeply. Look, I'm not in any position to make deals right now, so just let me die already. My body is so weak I couldn't even do much of anything besides struggle against your damn grip. Elendil shakes his head. It's over, Davon. It's time for me to go.
Davon looks at Elendil, then Zephyr and Elric. Which vampire lord has claims to this land? He says, with a power in his voice that doesn't seem to affect Zephyr or Elric. He drops Elendil in a heap on the floor. Which vampire lord do you serve? He says, a bit of fear in his voice.
Elendil laughs weakly. Well, Davon, you're going to have to do better than that if you want to impress Zephyr here, aren't you? Because let's face it, I'm not the one who can possibly explain just who the fuck this vampire lord is. I mean, I've got no idea myself, unless maybe you know more about that than I thought. Elendil laughs bitterly. I guess that's not possible, is it? I mean, you'd have known what the fuck you were doing here, right? Instead of just showing up out of nowhere like the goddamn plot twist that you are, with your damn contract and everything. God fucking damn it, Davon. Sometimes I think you just make things too complicated. I mean, seriously. Can you keep it down to just fucking killing me already? Do I really have to beg you for it?
Davon. She speaks casually. I think I can answer your questions about this vampire lord. But you must understand, she gives a sly smirk before continuing. The details are complicated. She turns towards Elendil, giving him a wicked glint in her eyes. And I don't think it's in your best interest to discuss the finer points with anyone else. Am I right? She turns back to Davon, a mockingly casual tone lacing her words. Now, I'm sure we can work something out between the three of us. Can we, Davon? It's always so nice to have old friends around, isn't it?
Enough with your games. Davon erupts. He is angry at the turn of the events. Davon's hands become claws and he pushes Elric across the room before lunging at Zephyr.
She sneers at Davon's sudden assault. I see you have not learned your place, Davon. Zephyr's movements were quick and precise. She knew that he was a formidable foe. But he had come to her realm. She could not have him make the mistake of forgetting that.
Davon, unnaturally quick with his vampiric movements, can't keep up with the trained monk. Her movements are a blur as she keeps one step ahead of him. Elric pulls out his whistle and blows it. No sound emanates, but it notifies the organization to move in.
What's the matter, Davon? Can't keep up with our little Zephyr here? He grins sadistically before blowing a whistle. Elric may not seem like much, but he has a role to play, and he's damn good at it. The organization responds to Elric's call to arms, and they come down upon the room they are in. The room fills with armed soldiers, their faces hidden beneath helms or scarves.
Spells begin to fall upon the vampire as they move into the room.
Fuck, this isn't over, says the vampire Davon, before turning to mist and leaving the tavern.
Elendil weakly, after watching Davon escape? He's getting away again. I don't think there's any point in even trying to escape anymore, is there? Elendil shakes his head. I don't know why he can't just leave me alone. Elendil laughs humorlessly. It's almost as if he gets off on this whole chasing cat and mouse shit we've been playing with for so long. Elendil coughs weakly. But what's really the big deal, right? I mean, after everything that's happened between us, it's like we're just two pieces of shit trying to keep each other company until our lives are over. Elendil laughs bitterly. Well, what's the point of even trying to run anymore, is there? It's not like there's anywhere I could really go without having to deal with him or his damn vampires.
Zephyr smirks. It seems Davon is quite persistent. Perhaps it's time we let him believe whatever he wants. She looks to Elendil with an almost mischievous expression. We've got a deal now, Elendil. No need to rush things now. Secure the area, then retreat.
The guards move with practiced rhythm. Soon the bar looks identical to what it was before they move out into the night, fading into the corners of the city. Zephyr and Elric remain in the bar with Elendil as Gjalda return.
Let me finish closing up. The three of you can head out the back.
Ugh. I feel like absolute shit right now. Elendil laughs weakly, but I suppose it's for the best. I'm not really in any condition to be causing a fuss about it right now anyway. Elendil shakes his head. So, what's the plan now? I mean, are we just going to sit around here all day? Or is there actually some kind of purpose behind all this? Elendil grins wryly. Or are we just going to let me recover for a bit, and then go about our daily business without even giving Davon another thought? Elendil laughs humorlessly. Well, it's your move, I suppose.
Zephyr grins wickedly. Ah, you'll just have to wait and see what the future holds, my dear Elendil. She speaks in a mockingly casual tone. You've been quite a surprise to me. And I must say, I am quite eager to find out just what other hidden depths you have in store for me and my little organization. And who knows? Maybe you'll be just the spark we need to ignite the flames of rebellion once again. So, I say we take some time to rest and recuperate, and then we can go about plotting and scheming to our heart's content. But for now, it seems like there's been a rather interesting turn of events for us to all share a good laugh over.
Elric fades back into the night after leaving the tavern, and Zephyr takes Elendil to a safe house to recover. A cleric arrives and casts healing spells on Elendil. Then he finds himself drifting into sleep from another spell.
Zephyr smirks as Elendil falls into a deep sleep. And just like that, everything settles into place again. Zephyr grins wickedly. You've been quite a headache to deal with, Elendil. But I have a feeling you and I have many more adventures to come in the future, whether we want them or not. Zephyr laughs. Rest up, and we'll have more than enough to discuss when you wake up from your slumber.
Somewhere between his dreams and his reality, Elendil finds himself floating, drifting, moving through shadows that dance and weave around him. His mind is consumed with thoughts and memories of times long past and times yet to come. Of Davon, and his own existence.
End of scene. Start of scene. Safe house. Morning. Zephyr stands guard in her safe house as Elendil finally awakens in the morning. No movement or word from Davon after last night. A vampire operating out of the city will certainly complicate things, and it was obvious that Davon had no idea that Lord Amalthos Ravenfang, the vampiric Lord of the Irons, was in this area.
Zephyr smirks as she notices Elendil finally waking up. Well, well. Did you sleep well, my dear Elendil? She speaks with a playful lilt to her voice, as if the events of last night had never even occurred. I must say, you certainly did keep me and my little organization on our toes, and it was a pleasure, to say the least. So now that you're feeling better, I think we should get to the business at hand. You've got a lot to learn, my dear, and I think we're going to be having plenty of adventures together in the future, aren't we? Zephyr laughs. But for now, why don't you get up and get dressed? We have some important plans to make, don't you think?
Elendil groans and sits up, stretching his arms and legs. Fuck. That's what happens when you spend half the night in some cold-ass room, I suppose. Elendil smirks at Zephyr. Well, I'll have to give you credit. You've been a damn sight better than some of the other bastards who've tried to capture me in the past. I mean, at least you didn't decide to just fucking kill me this time around. So I suppose that's a plus, isn't it? Elendil stands up and starts dressing himself. But all this shit with Davon, it doesn't exactly make things easier for either one of us, does it? I mean, I'm not sure if you realized, but the last thing he fucking saw was you with him. And knowing that little psycho, there's a good chance he's already cooking up some plan to fuck you over. Or worse. Just thought you should be warned.
Zephyr laughs wickedly. Oh, don't worry too much about Davon, my dear Elendil. He's just a pesky little insect, buzzing around in my ears. She dismisses him with a flick of her wrist. As for your concern for me, well, I suppose it's a little flattering. But you really should start worrying about yourself for now. As it stands, you're the one who's caught between a rock and a hard place, so to speak. Zephyr smirks. Now then, get dressed and come out. There's something I want to discuss with you. She pauses for a moment before adding, and by the way, you're welcome for the healing potions we sent up to your room last night. It seemed only right to make sure you could fully rest and recover after all we've been through. After all, an ally should never be allowed to fall into disrepair, should he?
Elendil smirks. Well, it's about fucking time you said something. Elendilovs? I was starting to think you might have forgotten about me entirely. Elendil zips up his jacket and stretches. Ah, I feel like a brand new man now. Elendil grins. What did you want to discuss anyway? I'm all ears, my lady.
Zephyr smirks. Ah, we are now on more friendly terms, I see. I was afraid you might not wake up. Zephyr laughs wickedly. No, it's not really a matter of discussing anything, per se. More like, you've got to understand that this world you've so abruptly been dragged into, it's a dangerous place. And trust me, you're far from being at the bottom of the food chain. You see, there is this vampire, a dragonborn known as Lord Amalthos Ravenfang. She pauses as Elendil listens. Ah. And this brings me to my second point of discussion. Davon, the little shit you tried to shake off last night. He doesn't know about Amalthos and two vampires hunting in the same waters. Well, that never works out. Ah, the world of vampire lords and their servants can get very complicated, doesn't it? I have been on Amalthos's hit list for quite some time. He doesn't like my little organization and tried to wipe us out once or twice. But we managed to stay ahead. And the draconic lords of the area are either too dumb to know that there is a dragonborn vampire lord, or they don't care and let him feed on whoever he wants.
Elendil stares at Zephyr in disbelief. Holy fuck, really? A vampire lord who has been operating right in your backyard. Elendil shakes his head. That's a shitload of power right there, my lady. And now you're telling me that he's got a bone to pick with your little group? LND laughs. Well, isn't that just the icing on the cake? So let me get this straight. You've been dealing with the likes of Amalthos Ravenfang all this time. Elendil smirks, and here I thought Davon was a fucking headache. Elendil laughs humorlessly. Just another day in paradise, right?
Indeed, this Amalthos has been causing us many troubles. Ah, but it seems my luck has changed in many ways. At first you were just a contract, a number big enough to get my attention. I didn't care you were friends with Flamefury's daughter. Her eyes sparkle as she continues. As you have heard, Davon didn't know about Amalthos, and now he is mixed up in this danger.
Elendil laughs. Oh, so you've been using me as bait, huh? Elendil grins. Well, it's a good thing I can take a licking like it's my fucking job, or we might have already been out of luck. Elendil chuckles. I've got to admit, though, you sure are taking this whole situation in stride. Most people would have been pissing their pants by now, but you're just playing it all cool, like it's just another day at the office. Elendil grins. So what do you say we have a little chat about where we go from here, huh? Have you got a few ideas running around in that pretty head of yours, don't you think?
Indeed. It seems you have quite the mind of your own. I think we need to come up with an angle to put the vampire lord off, but it must be smart. She looks out the window at the city. This could be quite an adventure.
Elendil thinks, looking out the window. Huh? You know, maybe it's time to bring Valarissa into the fold. I mean, she's got more experience and connections here than we could ever hope for. Maybe we could send word to her and have her come back for a little family reunion of sorts. Elendil grins wickedly, and who knows? Maybe she'd like to have a bit of fun with that little vampire lord of ours? Elendil to Zephyr. So what do you say, my lady? Think it might be a good idea to have her join us, or are you still content with going solo, so to speak?
I see your point, my dear Elendil. Valarissa Flamefury, she would certainly be a formidable ally. She grins wickedly. The girl was born to lead and rule, and her spear is as sharp as they come.
Elendil smirks. Well, ain't that just the damn truth? That girl's got more heart and fire than anyone else I've ever seen in my fucking life. Elendil laughs. And from what I remember, her spear was pretty sharp too. So that should be no problem. Elendil grins. Just gotta get in touch with her and see how she feels about helping us out with this little mess of ours. And speaking of messes, I've gotta wonder what other kind of trouble we might have on our hands with Amalthos around. Elendil chuckles. But hey, at least we've got Valarissa on our side now. So that's got to make things a little bit easier for all of us, don't you think? Elendil laughs. And who fucking knows, maybe this whole deal will finally bring us all some much-needed fucking closure for once. Elendil shrugs. So yeah, we should send her a message that. She's probably going to be pretty fucking pissed that I've been running around down here all this fucking time, and we don't really want her to find out that way, if you get my drift.
End of scene. Start of scene. Valarissa is in the room at her tavern. She hasn't seen Elendil all night, but expected him to be there in the morning. Before she gets her armor on and heads out to look for him, he shows back up bruised.
Where have you been? And what happened to you? Your face?
Well, well. If it isn't my favorite little warrior princess all dolled up in her armor. Elendil laughs. It's Davon. He got a bit too friendly with me, so I had to put a little dent in his pretty boy face. Elendil grins. But don't worry too much, Val. I'm okay. Just a few bruises, but hey, that's practically a daily routine for me at this point, isn't it? Elendil chuckles. But yeah, it's the vampire. And he's apparently got some pretty big plans of his own in the works. Elendil shakes his head. I don't know what it is with those fucking creatures, but they always seem to be stirring up more fucking trouble than they're worth, if you know what I mean. Laughs.
Valarissa frowns, Davon. You're telling me you found Davon here in Fiery Height, and it wasn't you two fucking. Valarissa seems to trail off, but shakes her head as she realizes how inappropriate it sounds. No, That wouldn't matter either way. He is dangerous.
Elendil laughs. That's right, baby. Elendil smirks. He's a dangerous little bastard. Elendil chuckles. But hey, at least we've got the good folks of the Whispering Hand to keep an eye on things, right? Elendil grins. So I think it's about fucking time we get things settled between the two of us. I've got some business to attend to over here, but I'll catch you later, all right? Elendil winks. And remember, my lady, if things ever get too rough, just let me know. I'm always ready to lend a helping hand. Elendil laughs wickedly.
Valarissa frowns. The Whispering Hand. Elendil, what are you talking about? Her brow furrows.
Elendil laughs. That's right, my lady. The Whispering Hand. They're the ones who've been keeping an eye on things down here in Fieryheit. Elendil grins. I've been spending some quality time with Zephyr Windsong and her crew lately. It seems like she's got a whole lot of connections around here, and that just makes it that much easier for me to get what I need. Winks.
Elendil, what in the fuck have you gotten yourself into? I don't like any of this Whispering Hand business. She pauses and frowns deeply. I don't know how to say this without making you angry. But you must realize the dangers of getting mixed up with Devon. This could all have very serious consequences.
Elendil laughs. Well, that's one thing you can be sure about, Val. I've always been good at finding ways to get into trouble. But don't worry. I can handle myself. I'm a pretty fucking resourceful guy, as it turns out. And besides, who said I had a choice in the matter? Elendil chuckles. I mean, it's not like I got a say in the matter when I woke up and found out that I'd been fucking kidnapped for some fucking reason or another. Elendil shakes his head. So I just decided to roll with it and see where the fucking ride took me, you know? Laughs.
Valarissa frowns. I can't just let you go into this blindly, Elendil. She takes a deep breath. I'll talk to my family. I can't just leave this to you.
There is a knock at the door.
Elendil. Open up. We have more news.
Elendil calls out. All right, all right. Hold your fucking horses, Zephyr. Elendil grins. I'm coming. Elendil walks over to the door and unlocks it. Come on in, you psycho. And you can just walk on through, Val. Elendil opens the door wider for Zephyr to enter.
Zephyr smirks. Ah, there he is. She turns her gaze to Valarissa. I have been wanting to meet the legendary Flame Fury for some time. She seems as fierce as rumor had it.
Valarissa nods. Zephyr Windsong, Elendil. Elendil, she's told me about you. She narrows her eyes. Why are you here?
Zephyr smirks. To talk to Elendil and to tell you both some important news. She says with an air of mystery before continuing. I told him about a dragonborn vampire lord in the area. One Lord Amalthos Ravenfang.
Valarissa knows the Ravenfang name. The Ravenfangs are a rival house. They have an army almost as large as Valarissa's family. Amalthos was an older ruler of the house who she thought was dead, but now she finds out he is still alive and a vampire.
A dragonborn vampire. She pauses before shaking her head in disbelief. The Ravenfangs, are they the ones? Her mind raced, trying to process what she heard. She glances at Elendil, then Zephyr. So, Elendil, how deep does this go? What did he want with you? He was angry and hurt, and she wanted to know who to hate.
Well, that's a fucking long story, isn't it, Val? Elendil grins wickedly, but I'll make it short and sweet. Dafon had a little bit of a beef with me, and I guess he didn't like me running around and trying to stir up trouble of my own. So he decided that the best way to handle me would be to just fucking kidnap me and toss me in some underground lair of his. Elendil laughs, but hey, it wasn't like he had me all to himself. I'd managed to get myself into quite a little mess before I ever even knew his fucking name. So in the end, it all worked out pretty fucking well, if you ask me. And now, we've got one hell of an adventure on our hands. Elendil winks at Zephyr. And trust me, my lady. I've never had as much fun in my entire fucking life than I've been having lately. Elendil laughs. So if you're looking for a little excitement and a chance to make a real fucking difference in the world, I think we've got the perfect fucking opportunity right here, if you're interested.
Zephyr grins wickedly. So you see, the vampire lord has made things a bit more complicated, haven't he?
Valerissa's mind is reeling. It has been a long time since she has been home, so she doesn't know the recent history of her family. But the Ravenfangs were always looking for a reason to start a fight with her family. If one of them is a vampire lord, they are probably trying to undermine her family's rule by destabilizing the area.
Valerissa grins wickedly. Well, we know how to handle family feuds. Let's go teach Amalthos Ravenfang the power of flame fury blood.
Elendil smirks. That's right, baby. We're gonna kick some fucking ass and take names. And if anyone tries to get in our way, well, I just fucking happen to know a few tricks of my own that might just come in handy. Elendil grins wickedly. So let's get ready to fucking rumble, huh? Elendil laughs. It's time for the people to see just what a real fucking party looks like.
I am eager to see the power of Flame Fury Blood. I have been hearing stories of your family's abilities. I have much faith in your leadership, Valerissa.
End of scene. Start of scene. The group meets at the Whispering Hands safe house. Elric, Zephyr, Elendil, and Valerissa all begin to discuss their next moves to try and stay a step ahead of the two vampires.
Well, this Amalthos Ravenfang certainly is a force to be reckoned with. But don't worry, we know how to take him down. He pauses as he thinks. He might have connections, but he is still vulnerable to attack. We just have to find where his power resides. That's where you'll find his weakness, Valerissa.
If he's a dragonborn vampire lord, then there is a possibility that he's based in his castle, somewhere hidden from the rest of the world. She pauses, then continues. And that means he probably has a horde of vampires protecting him. We're going to need an army of our own to face him. She pauses, then turns to Valerissa. And you have an army.
I do, Valerissa says. There's something we should be cautious of, Elric. We don't know who will be loyal to me and the Flame Fury line. Or loyal to a Malthos Ravenfang. Politics could complicate our plans.
Yes, politics. That's why it would be wise to gather an alliance of other noble houses. He pauses, thinking. We need an army strong enough to face both the vampires and whatever nobility turns against us.
Then that is what we must do. Valerissa says, with finality. We'll have the armies of my family march against the Ravenfangs and their vampire allies. She pauses for a moment. But Elendil, you cannot enter the castle of the Ravenfangs. I won't have you risking your life alone. You and the Whispering Hand must come to my family's castle.
Elendil laughs. Well, that's fucking music to my ears, my lady. I'm not about to let that psycho fucker get his grubby little hands on me, especially not when we've got the whole fucking world at stake here. Elendil grins wickedly. But don't you worry, I'm more than happy to lend my skills and my experience to your little army here. Elendil winks. And who knows? Maybe we'll even find ourselves getting into a bit of a fucking party when we get there. Elendil laughs. And of course, I can't forget to mention the fact that I'd love to finally get my hands on that bastard Davin. So we'll probably want to make sure we've got all the fucking allies we can get, just in case. Elendil grins wickedly. So yeah, I think we've got everything fucking covered, as far as I'm concerned.
End of session.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.